Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Well, hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on Station 1 on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. This is your host, Allison Bachman, and I'm happy you decided to join me this evening, and I sure hope that everyone is doing well. We've got a pretty interesting show tonight in honor of Halloween. One of the big questions we're going to ask tonight is your house haunted? What do house numbers have to say about drawing spiritual energy to your home? And you're going to be quite surprised by what I have to tell you. But before we get to that, I just want to take a moment to mention my newsletter. It comes out the first of the month. And in the newsletter, I do your personal monthly forecast. And it gets delivered right to your email. And most of my clients really... Actually, they bug me if I happen to be late with a newsletter, or if I, you know, one time I actually missed doing the newsletter 1 month and I got all these emails from people. So people really do look forward to see what do those monthly personal forecasts have to say, because that pretty much tells you what to expect on any given month of the year. So that's one of the cool things about the newsletter, besides the fact that, you know, I tell you about some great websites, some books, information about numerology, and so much more. I keep you apprised of the upcoming guests on Visible by Numbers. So I just want to remind everybody, sign up for it. You go to, just email me. Excuse me, you don't have to go anywhere. Go to visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and just put subscribe in the subject line, and I'd be more than happy to put you on my list and send you that newsletter every month. And also, you can visit my website, www.visiblebynumbers.com, and that's spelled V-I-S-I-B-L-E-B-Y-N-U-M-B-E-R-S, to learn more about me, especially if this is your first time visiting the show, because I don't spend a lot of time telling you about myself. I just figure you can go to my website and read all about me. And you can also find the information there if you want to arrange a personal numerology reading. All that information is right there on that website. Okay, so let's get to tonight's subject. First off, I want to tell you how what got me thinking about the numbers of houses and about the fact that certain numbers might actually cause a house or create the energy to actually make the house haunted or be a place where paranormal activity could take place. And really, the truth of the matter is I like to watch certain programs sometimes, like the Lisa Williams Show and also Paranormal State. And in the course of some of the stories, you know, I actually saw glimpses of house numbers, particularly for houses where people were having hauntings. And there was a lot of references to numbers in both those programs, which got me to thinking, well, gee, I wonder. Because in numerology, everything has a vibration. And we measure vibrations with numbers, and of course numbers have spiritual meanings and spiritual qualities. And everything from our name and our date of birth, which holds the information about us and it talks about our vibration, but also numbers, you know, when we apply it to our home numbers, or we can apply it to our telephone number, our checking account numbers, there's all kinds of places where you can apply numerology. And that information and the qualities of that number comes out, okay? So it got me thinking, you know, gee, I wonder. So what I did is I started doing a lot of Google research. And I basically was looking up some of the most haunted places in America. And I was specifically looking to find house numbers and to see if there was anything repetitive, to see if any particular numbers showed up more often than others. And I'm going to tell you what I found. Let's talk about it because it's really fascinating. Let's see. The first one that I found was a haunted house in New Orleans. It's called La Lori House. And the address is 1140 Royal Street. And the history, it's one of the best known ghostly tales in New Orleans. And for more than 150 years and several generations, it's been considered to be one of the most haunted and one of the most frightening locations in the French Quarter. Now, if you look at the house number, it's an 1140, so it holds an 11 in the vibration, even though it's a 6 overall vibration, meaning if you add the 1 plus the 1 plus the 4 plus the 0, it's a 6 vibration, but you've got to acknowledge that 11 in the house address. The next house that came up on the list was called the Stranahan House. It was built in 1906 for a Floridian named Frank Stranahan. It's one of the most haunted houses in Fort Lauderdale. And people have gone and analyzed the unexplainable events at the house, and they have just been, you know, there's no explanation. And the address on the Stranahan House is 335 Southeast East 6th Ave. So if you add the 3 plus the 3 plus the 5 across, you have, again, an 11 showing up. The next house that's considered to be the most haunted is actually the White House. It's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. And it is said that several of the former presidents occasionally decide to make their presences known there, despite the fact that they're dead. Now, if you add the 1 plus the 6 plus the 0 and 0 across, you've got a number 7 house. Another one is the Congrier House, and this is located in Pittsburgh, PA. Now, this has got a double 11 in the numerical number of the house. It's 1129. So you got an 11, and then if you take that 2 plus 9 and add it together, you got another 11. And in this house, very interesting history on it. I think you all know who Thomas Edison is. Well, he actually came and he studied the house. And Edison spoke of a machine that he was building to allow communication with the dead. I suppose I didn't even know. I mean, researching is a wonderful thing to find out things like this, that Thomas Edison actually was had some plans to build a machine that communicated with the dead. But unfortunately, Edison died before the mechanism was perfected. And the people that were writing about the history of this house and the history of Thomas Edison said that he visited the house several times. And it was really the actual visit to this house that strongly influenced his belief in the afterlife. And again, this is double 11s here in the Congrier House. Now, another one that's haunted is called Franklin Castle. It's located in Ohio City at 43rd and Franklin. So if you add the 4 plus 3, you've got a 7. And it's one of the most fascinating and one of the most haunted houses in Cleveland. Let's see. It used to belong to a banking executive. It has 30 rooms, and I guess they have quite a bit of paranormal activity there. Another house that's one of the more famous one is the Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast. It was originally two family. It was made into a single family. Of course, we all know about the famous murders that took place there. And the address of the house is 92 2nd Street. So if you add that 9 plus 2 together, you've got an 11. So there's something to consider. Another one, I think that we all probably have seen the Amityville horror movie. That story is based on a 6-bedroom Dutch colonial-style house that was built in 1924. And this is 1112 Ocean Avenue. So, again, we've got an 11 appearing in that particular address. And even going a little bit further, there's a place in Louisiana in the what they call the Voodoo Country. It's a very haunted bed and breakfast. It has the reputation of being the most haunted home in the United States and one of the most haunted houses in the world. It said that 10 murders occurred at this house and at least one suicide. There's word talks about ghosts, a maid named Chloe, who was a former slave, who visits there regularly. They say ghosts from the slave graveyard on the property still report for chores, and the ghosts of two children poisoned by Chloe play in the large shaded veranda. This is quoting from the website. Now, this is located at 7747 Highway 61, okay? So you've got a whole bunch of sevens there. If you add the 7 plus the 7 plus the 4 plus the 7, it equals a 25, which in turn equals a 7. And, of course, 61 Highway, if you add the 6 plus 1, you've got a 7. And even more interesting, the P.O. box is 1100, okay? So here comes the 11 in. So that's another one. And my final one that I kind of brought up for an example is the LaLaurie House. It's 1140 Royal Street. So again, you've got the 11s going on there at the introduction or the beginning part of the numerical address of the street. And this is another one that is, there's a lot of stories, especially late at night, with a lot of paranormal experiences, and the mistress wanders the house and different things like that. So what I'm trying to say here is that from me, when I was doing the research, I found that a very consistent theme that was going on here with some of these most haunted places were the numbers 11 and the number 7. And, you know, you got to stop for a moment and you got to think for a moment. And really, in numerology, when we look at the energy of these numbers, they both are considered to be very psychic energies. They are numbers that draws a person towards maybe more spirituality. If you happen to hold this energy, you would probably be more interested in spiritual philosophy and things having to do with the metaphysics. You would probably be interested in mediumship and various different things having to do with the metaphysical. So these numbers themselves also speak of having psychic ability or having connection to the other world, to the invisible world, to the spiritual realms. So I really do find it appropriate that some of the most haunted places in America would hold the energy in their numbers, the numbers of the houses of the 7 and also of the 11. And, you know, it's like the law of attraction. When we have the energy ourselves personally, we will draw into our lives experiences having to do with the energy. And the same thing holds true with a house or anything that holds a number. It's going to draw to it the like energy. It's going to draw to it experiences having to do with the energy. So perhaps, you know, even taking this one step further and probably doing a great deal more research, we can come to the conclusion that if a house number holds an 11 or 7 or vibrates to an 11 or a 7, it may have a more than average chance of actually having paranormal experiences within the house because it's literally drawing that energy to the space. And I really found that to be fascinating. But even more interesting is when I'm doing numerology for people, they actually unknowingly, they don't do it on purpose. Most often they don't even know what their own numerology says about them or what numbers they have in their chart. But they actually choose houses that have the same number as perhaps their life path. You know, more often their life path, but certainly some of the other numbers in their chart. So they're actually, when they're looking and searching for a house and they walk into this place, it's energetically compatible to their own energy, and so this is why people end up in houses that actually have the same number as a number that's in their chart. And, you know, maybe there's just a lot of 7 life paths and 11 life paths living in 7 and 11 houses, which would be almost like creating a twofold thing because, you know, if you're a 7 or an 11, as I said, you're going to be drawn towards the metaphysical. You're going to be open to spiritual philosophy. Part of the reason why you're here is kind of like a journey of the soul, a journey in faith, a journey in discovery. For the 11, it's more about defining what their truth is and from that being a messenger and helping others to understand. An 11 certainly is a master vibration. And it says right in numerology books when you're studying the energy of the 11 that they have an open door to the spiritual realm through which information flows. It's kind of like saying that a person that has 11 energy actually is wired. They're wired to receive information from above. When we talk about the seven, we're talking about the wise old sage mystic, the Buddha energy. We're talking about somebody that comes to this planet and part of their purpose is to seek the truth in all things, and they very much are drawn towards soulful things and spiritual philosophy and trying to find out, you know, seek beneath the surface, look beneath what they're told and really make up their minds for themselves. And so sevens are also said to be very psychic. They have clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient tendencies. And so both these energies, very psychic. So both these energies are open to receive the information. So if you add the two and two together, you take a house that has a vibration that's very mystic, very spiritual, that draws that spiritual energy to it, and then you put people in it that have the same energy, chances are it's creating that double pull and pulling those experiences into the house. And so this could be, you know, somewhat of an explanation about why certain houses are haunted as opposed to others, or why maybe certain numbers of houses are more apt to be haunted than other houses. And I think that this is something that really, you know, it's hard to prove, but yet, you know, consistently in the research, the same numbers keep popping up over and over again. And so I think, you have to be able to draw the conclusion between this is the information, this is the data, this is the truth, and this is the conclusion. And I think that this does draw a conclusion. So, you know, you might be sitting there in a 7 house, an 11 house, and you might have had your own set of paranormal experiences in your home, and it may very well have to do with the number of your house itself. But certainly, by looking at your numerology, you can look to see how open you are to receiving that information. And, you know, all of us, it doesn't matter what our numbers are. You know, you have more than one number in a chart. Nobody's one number. All of us have a certain amount of ability to connect to our soul and connect to the spiritual realm. All of us are psychic. Some of us are just more sensitive than others, and some of us are just plain wired to receive that information. And so, you know, that's where they come in with the word gifted quite often. And my feelings towards the word gifted is this, that I really believe that some of the people that have the ability to do mediumship or even psychics, and I believe that that is part of what they came to experience, and that is what their soul sought in this lifetime. And so therefore, you know, that's part of what they desire, that is part of what they create in this lifetime, and certainly this is what they experience. I don't feel that they're any more gifted than, let's say, the person who came in, whose sole choice was to be a mother, to nurture children, to teach children, or to care for children. It takes a tremendous, beautiful, giving, loving, and nurturing heart to be a mother or to be a parent. I don't think that a psychic or medium is any more gifted than an artist who comes in, who has the gift of expression, who paints or dances, or does sculpting, or writes poetry, or even authors a book. I think that that's a tremendous gift. And then you have people that come in that have tremendous business skills and organizational skills, tremendous leadership skills. You have people, we are all gifted in so many different arenas. But when it comes to the psychic, when it comes to mediumship, it just happens that that soul, that is what they sought. That is the experience that their soul sought in this lifetime. And because it's such a phenomenon to the rest of us, or to perhaps other people, to try to comprehend how do you do that, well, the psychic might actually maybe in turn have to admire somebody that can paint a beautiful portrait, or admire someone who can do a beautiful job raising a child, or a selfless nurse or doctor, or a very talented doctor who saves lives. All of which are gifts, and these are things that probably the psychic and the medium maybe don't have an ability to do. So to me, gifted is a word that gets thrown around a lot. But for sure, each and every one of us has this connection to the spiritual realm. We receive information all the time. It's just some people are wired completely, you know, they're much more sensitive to receive. Now, how would you know? You know, when I do numerology readings for people, and there's people that have gone a whole lifetime that have had strange and unusual experiences, and, you know, to a certain extent, some of them have confused them. Some of those experiences have frightened them. Some of those experiences they found that they couldn't share with other people, and they buried them deep down inside. And I come along and I do a numerology reading, and I start talking about their numbers, and I always like to bring into the reading a psychic ability or the ability to receive information above. I like to share that with people. And sometimes it actually comes as a relief, an absolute, like, oh, my God, thank you so much, because they really couldn't comprehend, or they didn't know what to do with their experiences or how to categorize them or even how to accept them. And when you come along as a numerologist and you validate this ability to receive information from above, you know, it just kind of puts to rest, and it gives a certain amount of peace and acceptance in people that they indeed do have an ability to receive information. Now, just to be really clear, as I said, all numbers, everyone, you know, sixes are very intuitive people. So, you know, you might be born on a sixth day, and you've got a real good feel for people. Certainly people that have twos, you know, born on a two-day or have twos in their chart, they're very empathic, and they also they can read people's energy and pick up on people's energy. And, you know, that in itself is a psychic ability. People that have threes, you know, especially three life paths. But if you have a lot of threes in your chart, chances are you really are clairvoyant, that you see things. You may see things out of the corner of your eye. You may have actually seen visions. You might actually have seen spirit. Three is the number of the medium. It sees things in pictures. And so, you know, some really very famous mediums have had a three life path. Now, we've talked about the 7 and the 11, and certainly, you know, 11s, I've got to tell you that most often they experience a lot of deja vu, you know, like they've been somewhere and they feel as though they know where everything is, and for whatever reasons it seems really familiar to them. So 11s usually experience a lot of deja vu, but they also receive a lot of information from above, but quite often they don't believe, or they put it off as being a coincidence, or quite often they don't really tap into that energy. Quite often I find that 11s are a little bit clueless as to just how much information they do receive. And part of this could be because they were born that way, and maybe they just assume that everybody else receives information the way that they do, and so they don't realize that there's something unusual going on with them. Now, 7s, as I said, wise old sage mystic energy, and certainly, you know, Jeannie Dixon, I don't know if any of you recall her as being one of the psychics, I think probably back in the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s. But Jeannie Dixon was a 7 life path. And so it's not unusual for 7s to be psychics or mediums or work in the metaphysical arena somewhere. Certainly they're very much connected to their faith in God. And part of, you know, this journey in this lifetime is to believe in everything. And so that draws those experiences to them where it actually proves, you know, that life does exist beyond this physical world. And so 7s really, you know, just by virtue of who and what their energy is, pull those paranormal experiences in. And another number that really is very strong with spiritual energy is the number 9. And these are really the spiritual teachers. These are probably people who have been there, done that in many past lifetimes. They've probably been psychics and mystics and mediums in past lifetimes. They've really gone the gamut of learning spiritual wisdom. And when they come into this lifetime, they really are spiritual teachers. And, you know, some very famous people are 9 life paths in the spiritual arena, which would be James von Prague and Lisa Williams and John Holland, just to name a few, or John Edwards, I believe, to name a few. So what I'm saying is 9 is another number that really has very strong psychic energy. So just by virtue of who and what you are, you know, virtue of what your numbers are, you know, you actually can pull these experiences into this lifetime. You know, these are experiences that are meant to teach you to question or to open up your mind or to search farther or to gain some understanding or some wisdom or on some level to push you in the direction where you need to go, which is a more spiritual path. And these are the numbers that connect to that energy and create experiences, whether you see things, hear things, feel things. And you know, let us not forget, you know, that feeling. You know, some people just walking into a building can feel the energy of a building and know, you know, whether it's positive or negative energy. You know, so, you know, I find so often with people in numerology that they don't acknowledge that clairsentience, clear feeling, is a psychic gift, and knowing things without understanding why you know them. And it's very strong, especially in twos and sevens. So we have this energy, so we pull it in. It's the law of attraction. Life draws like. So whatever your energy is, you're going to pull it in, and the house number is going to pull that same energy in, okay? So, you know, we're talking about why houses may or may not be haunted. So maybe you're sitting there and you're listening to the radio show, and you maybe you've had some weird experiences in your house, and maybe you'd like to share them with me or tell me what your house number is and, you know, maybe validate a little bit of what I've been saying. You're more than welcome to call into the show. And certainly, you know, I'm here every Monday night, and I do numerology readings for people. So if you would like for me to take a look at your numbers, you're also welcome to call into the show. And I would be very happy to do that for you. Let me give you the numbers. We're toll-free from the USA, 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada, 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And when you call in, you know, just try to speak up to me so that I can hear you, okay? I would really appreciate that. So you're listening to Station 1 on BBS Radio. And this is Allison Bachman, and we've been talking about haunted houses and what numbers might actually be creating that. So I hope you found that information to be as interesting as I did. You know, and I'm going to keep researching this. You know, I've only been looking it up and doing searches for, you know, about 3 weeks now. And I'm just going to keep researching this. And, you know, I even was, I don't know if you'll recall, Chip Coffey was on our show a while back. And he's the medium who is on Paranormal State. They bring him in from time to time. And he gives his psychic impressions at various different places. He also was the host of Paranormal Kids, or Psychic Kids, that was the name of it, Psychic Kids. And, you know, I was talking to Chip about this after the show, and I asked him if he ever considered that, or if he ever noticed anything with all these places that he's called out to do these different readings. And, you know, he said, you know, that really was feasible and that he was going to keep an eye out for me and get back to me on it. So I think it would be pretty awesome to be able to compare notes with Chip Coffey on that. So there you go. All right. Now, and the other thing, you know, that I said in my memo for the radio show is I said that I was just going to touch upon the presidential candidates just a little bit for you. You know, if you haven't made your mind up, or, you know, maybe you're just kind of wondering how this election may or may not go. And, you know, I said a long time ago, I said at the beginning, I actually did an interview in a local PA newspaper about my impressions, and this was at a time when Hillary and Barack Obama were just running for the nomination, and my take on who was going to be president. Now, mind you, you know, I'm not, this is not my personal opinion. I can only look at the numerology and go from there. And I said back then that I really saw Barack Obama as moving into the White House because a lot of the numbers that were in his chart were really speaking very strongly about him expanding what he does, him making a move, a professional move or a residential move, and all of that is in place for him in as we move into 2009. Okay, I know I heard a beep, so I want to put this conversation on hold for a second and get back to it shortly, and I'm going to see who's calling. Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine, how are you?
Good.
What can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to know about where I'm living.
Okay, what's your address?
My address is 600... East Medical Center Boulevard, and my apartment number is 2016.
2016. Okay. Okay. The apartment. Okay. Now, one thing that East Medical Center, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Is it spelled with an E, or is it spelled right out as an East?
No, it's abbreviated with an E.
Okay. Okay. Let me just check a few things here.
Sure.
Okay. Interesting. Well, one thing that we would say is when we're looking at people's house numbers is we would look at the number first, because first and foremost, that applies specifically to the place where you're living. So we're looking at that 600, correct? A 600, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, although, you know, you got double zeros going on in that, and in numerology, whenever we look at double zeros, you know, that intensifies the energy of anything, and also there seems to be a God blessing around the zeros. Now, the one thing I would say about 600 is this is kind of a place that is very good for families, relationships, warm, cozy, warm-hearted, probably a very embracing space or a very comfortable space. The street that you live on, East Medical Center, is that the name of the street?
Yes.
Okay. This is a 9 vibration, which is very highly spiritual. It does have a lot of spiritual energy around it all over the ballpark. And this, I would think, I would think that, you know, this may be a place where you have multicultural, or you have a lot of different people from a lot of different countries in on this particular street or in this particular area.
Yes, we do.
Yes, you do. And the 9 energy, of course, is spiritual. It does. It's the energy of the spiritual teacher. And it certainly is psychic energy. So the street is more along the alignment of that, as per se, the actual 600. But that also that apartment number 2016. We have a 9 there. So again, you're pulling in spiritual energy by the number of your apartment. So you understand the building is a family unit. The apartment applies to your space. So this is the 9. This is very spiritual. Now, Catherine, do you spell your name with a K?
No, I always wanted to, but it's a C.
And do you spell it C-A-T-H-R-Y-N?
No, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Let me just check something with you. You always wanted to spell it with a K?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I did.
Okay, Catherine. Well, here's something interesting, okay? You have an 11 vibration to your first name, okay? C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E is an 11 vibration. So you know what you're talking about, the 11 being connected to the spiritual realm, the 11 bringing in that information. So your name is very, you're a messenger, so to speak. You're one of those type of people that's wired up to receive information. You probably are very empathic or clear feeling. Did you want to give me your date of birth, perchance?
Sure. 5-1-5-2.
5-1 what?
5-1-5-2.
Okay, 1952.
Yes.
Okay. Let me just look there for a second. Okay, you may, oh yeah. Alright, let me just ask you 2 questions here. Are you, like, getting dreams? Or even maybe seeing things per chance? Do you find that you maybe have a little bit of aptitude in that area?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Because, and also you have a gift with communication as well. I find that it's really interesting when you combine an 11 with the 5 energy, it's communicating with spirit. But I think that the reason why you called is because you find that you're getting some strange stuff going on in your apartment?
Well, sort of. I have 2 cats, and one of them, there's a picture above my desk. It sort of looks like Devil's Tower, that kind of look with smoke and clouds and all this. And
sure.
I find that she just sits in front of it and stares into it. So that was one of my questions. Is there something to that picture?
Is that an old picture?
Not really. I got it 10 years ago in Sedona, Arizona.
Okay, so you got it in Sedona, Arizona. Okay. And somebody painted it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's just talk about Sedona for a second, okay? It's like the metaphysical capital of the world, or there's a lot, you know, that's a very high vibrational area. So maybe the picture itself was painted by somebody with a very high vibration, and maybe, you know, there's a lot of, it carries that energy back from Sedona. Now, you know, they say the cats are very psychic, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so your cat's very psychic. So maybe the cat, maybe there's an aura to that photo, or maybe there's something about that photo that the cat is connecting to. But what I want to say with you and your chart is what I see here. Of course, I know that your name, Catherine, is an 11. So I don't know, to a certain extent, as you feel like there's more of a purpose to your life than, you know, like there's something you're here to do, or maybe feel, you know, a desire or a need to want to, you know, do something purposeful with your life. But what I'm seeing here is that, number one, you're a 5 life path. But you brought in a little bit of karma. And I don't want you to think in terms of karma as being a punishment. This is actually a free will choice by your soul to come into this lifetime and kind of write into your experience this time a lesson. And you may have a lesson with having to do with the abuse of freedom in a past lifetime, or perhaps even moderation and temperance in a past lifetime. So, you know, the way this pans out for people as they come in and they're working through this lesson is there may be times in your life where you have no freedom, where you are tied down to rules and regulations and law and order, maybe have a difficult time in gaining your freedom. And part of that is to teach you to value freedom when you have it and not to abuse it. Sometimes people with 14-5, they can go one or two ways. They can either have problems with overindulgence, or they might go the other extreme of being absolutely fearful of any kind of overindulgence with drinking, drugs, or even sexually. But you've got some sort of a lesson that you brought into this lifetime. But the one thing that we know for certain is that you have a gift with communication, whether you speak or write. You also have a gift with being flexible and adaptable to change. You may not take advantage of that gift because of the karma, but you are really unconventional, a free spirit. You are unique and different, open-minded. You're progressive. You know, there's all kinds of wonderful qualities to the 5. Usually a very social number, very adventurous, an explorer sort of a person, a traveler, somebody who's very curious, very quick thinker. Just having a lot of multi-talents coming in with that number, and also not necessarily liking routine, but there's a possibility that you had to kind of like deal with routine while you kind of work through that karma. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yes.
Okay. And now, what I see here for you in your challenges, and this is screaming to me about your ability. Number one, you have a challenge having to do with the 7. I don't know if you have some issues with mama or with your mother or with parents. But sometimes that's what the 7 challenge represents. But this actually says that you can be very gifted, that you are very gifted psychically, with all things metaphysical, really kind of like you carry that wise old sage Buddha energy that I discussed. It is part of who you are. You're extremely gifted in that arena. The other thing I see here is your challenges, which is you have double 3 challenges going on. Now, the 3 is the ability to express yourself, to get in touch with your inner child, to play, to see things in pictures, to bring joy into your life. But also the 3 is also, you know, again, that gift of communication, and it can be spiritual communication. The 3 is the number of the medium, and so that tells me that you may have a tendency, if and when you do tap into your ability to receive information, you may actually receive it in dreams. Or you may see things out of the corner of your eye, or you may actually see things. You understand what I'm saying?
All these stuff.
Hmm. And but do you hear as well?
I've heard things. Yes.
Yeah, because those 5s and 3s are also, you know, hearing as well. So I would say that you're quite strong in those areas. let me see, what else can I tell you real quick? Now, you're in a pinnacle right now that probably is bringing a lot of limitation around you, I would think. You know, maybe there is the law and the order going on. I mean, I could see where you spent a lot of time taking care of family in your lifetime. being devoted to, whether it's children or family members, having to give a lot of your energy to the care and nurturing of others. I can see a lot of energy here. Also, you know, these would have been wonderful times for anything artistic endeavors, things like that. That would have worked out well for you, too. But a lot of devotion to family going on. The time that you're in right now really is wanting you to learn discipline. It wants you to be disciplined. You may have those limitations around you. But this is a time where you slowly build things, step by step, methodically. You're probably more focused, like in other times of your life, maybe not as focused as you could have been, but now you can focus and you can actually get some serious work done. And this is a time where, you know, maybe you're more responsible, or you choose to be responsible and then work harder. Do you understand?
Yes.
Are you having any health issues, or is everything cool in that arena?
No, everything's cool but my health right now.
So you're having health issues?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Quite a bit.
Okay. Let's see where, oh wow, okay. Let me give you a little bit of a, because four does make us, it's kind of like Saturn when we think about astrology. The four energy does make us address our health issues, okay? And so, but you're in a 7 year. So this whole year for you, you know, if I was to put it in other words, is the universe has said, made an edict to you, and it said, this year I do not want you working hard. This year I want you to rest. This year I want you to do some deep soul searching. This year I want you to go within. I do not want you to bother with your career, with your relationships, with mundane things in life. Don't worry about those things. We'll take care of them for you. I need to have you spend time doing some deep soul searching. It's a very important year for you, and we want you to take the time. Well, what happens quite often in a 7 year is when we're running through life, because we don't want to stop, we do not want to do this soul searching, we get knocked down with our health. And that's what causes us to rest. It's what gives us the time off from work. It's what isolates us and gives us the time to do the soul searching. A 7 year can always bring in a health issue, but it's not tied in necessarily like, oh my God, I'm going to die. But it's more tied into, well, we're sorry, that's the only way we could think of to slow you down so that you will do what needs to be done this year. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. And I've been getting that, but now it's so loud in my ear, I have no choice but to listen.
Right. Well, it's an important year for you. And I think, you know, as you move through, let's see, you're moving into an 8 year, especially, how did you feel this month? Is it worse or better this month?
Actually, I've been feeling pretty good.
Good.
I still have the issues, but I feel good.
Okay. What I want to tell you is that's good news for you. Because in October, it's always a precursor for what's coming next year for us. Okay?
Okay.
So if you're feeling better in October, that means you're going to feel better next year.
Oh, good.
Do you, is this like, what kind of an, do you want to say what kind of an illness it is?
Oh, I don't know where to start. Female hormones, it's thyroid, low thyroid. Tremor, I have some tremors I've started having that I'm not sure what they are. A lot of pain and stiffness in my joints.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was dealing with candida and parasites, but I've gotten that under control.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dealing with like 15 food allergies.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to be a little bit harder to diagnose this year. Things are hidden, okay? So the one thing that I would say to you is, I would also kind of like to look at your full name and kind of see how much seven energy you actually possess in your chart. But what I would tell you is sometimes when we have seven energy or when it's around, we're harder to diagnose. And we have to look a little deeper and a little bit further. So one thing I would tell you is to perhaps do some research. I don't know if you have, but do some research on the internet. Maybe look for some information. And also, you know, if something doesn't sound right, go by your gut instincts on this year, okay?
Okay.
Somebody tells you something, it doesn't really sound right. I mean, feel free to speak up and say, that doesn't really sound right to me. Can I have another test, or can we get a second opinion? That's the one thing. In a 7 year, sometimes it's really hard to truly diagnose something. Sometimes it's something deeper or more hidden, okay?
Okay.
So do a little Google searching on your symptoms and see what you can come up with. I do think that if you're feeling better in October, the good news is that that's a precursor and it's telling you that next year you're going to feel better as well, okay? Because whatever happens in October, it carries through into next year. So I think you're going to be feeling better next year, okay?
Right.
Okay? But I do really strongly stand by. Do some research on your illnesses, okay?
Okay.
Have you been doing that?
Pardon?
Have you been doing that?
Yes. Yes, I have. Something I didn't mention. I have found out that I have some heavy metal toxicity. So I think that is a big thing right there.
Right. Well, you know, maybe some holistic stuff is really where you need to go with this.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing.
Maybe some acupuncture, maybe some, you know.
That's exactly what's been on my mind.
Acupuncture?
Yes.
Well, then I guess that's why I said it, okay? you know, all of a sudden I heard acupuncture. Okay, I don't know why. I just say these things, okay? So that's a sign for you. You know, so that might be something you want to pursue, okay?
Allison, thank you so much. You
were welcome.
Right on everything.
Well, good luck, sweetie. I really hope you feel better. Let me know, okay?
Okay, thank
all right.
you.
All right, bye-bye.
Good night.
All right, bye. All right, so there you go. All right, so like I said, we got a little bit of time left on the show. What you can do is call in, and I'll be happy to do the same kind of reading for you that I did for dear Catherine. The toll-free numbers are 877-876-5227 if you're calling the USA, and we have a caller. Also Canada, 888-815-9756, and you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. I do have a caller, so I'm going to ask who's calling, please.
Hi, Allison. This is Nancy from Washington State. How are you?
Hi, Nancy from Washington State. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
What's up?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for everything that you're doing with the show.
Well, thank you.
I get so much information from you, and it's wonderful. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Did you like the haunted house stuff?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It was so much fun. Oh.
One of these days I have to go to one of them. I love this type of stuff. I really do.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. I actually spent a night in a hotel down in Casadagua, Florida, a haunted hotel. Yeah, that was quite an experience.
Oh, my gosh. How cool.
Oh, yeah. It was really fun. We heard furniture being moved upstairs for a good part of the night, but there wasn't anybody in the upstairs floors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. And it really had this, when you're clear sentient or when you're clear feeling,
uh-huh.
as soon as you walk into a place, you're like, oh, my God, right? Because it just feels all weird, you know?
Yes.
And it really was weird feeling, so, yeah. But enough about me. What can I do for you, Nancy?
Well, I would like to see if you can tell me about the house that I'm living in.
Okay. Can you give me the numbers? Tell me.
It's 1414.
1414.
Dogwood Street, Southeast.
And just to be clear about spelling, D-O-G-W-O-O-D?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so we got 10, 1. Let's look at the dog and wooden. Okay, Dogwood itself is an 11. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And south, and even if you put it all the way out and go street, S-T-S-E, it's an 11 as well. So what that's saying is first off, when we just look at the number, 1414, we're looking at a 10-1 there, okay? 4 and 4 is 8, and 1 and 1 is 10, okay? So number one with this residence, that you're, the vibration of your house, per se, is for an individual, okay? It is not necessarily a house that's conducive to children or couples, but it's more or less a house that would somebody who lives alone would be quite happy in. Certainly is a house that, would foster strength and courage and a sense of clear sense of self and that sort of a thing. Dogwood Street Southeast is an 11 vibration, so you got some definite spiritual energy going on the street itself. And the 11 is it's a master number, number one. 11 represents an open door to the spiritual realm through which information flows. People that have 11 energy, generally are not aware of the fact that they're getting hit by lightning bolts of information from above, that their thoughts aren't necessarily their thoughts. You know, that the gut feelings or the dreams, all of that is just being hit from coming from above, because 11 really has work to be done that has to do with humanity and enlightening people and awakening people. The 11 is the messenger, so that's why we've got this open door to the spiritual realm. So you got a street that should have a lot of paranormal activity on it by virtue of the fact that it's an 11, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, what do you experience in your own home?
I do, I'm starting to see, I know they're my angels.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to see angels and ascended masters in, sparkles. I'm not saying the right word there. But I see them as light, as the dots.
Sure.
And I know that I've had deceased people in here.
Uh-huh.
And I've felt them. I haven't seen anybody, but I have definitely felt them.
Well, Nancy, your name itself is vibrates to a three, and if you play back the show, you know, what I said about three is seeing, and what I said about the three is mediumship, so what you're saying doesn't really surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
You would have a tendency, usually people that got three energy, and that's found in our names, it's found in, you know, our life path number, day of birth, usually they have a tendency to see in pictures or see things. They tend to be clairvoyant, so that's cool. And you're, like I said, the street you're on is 11. It's kind of like living in this little spiritual place.
I love it.
Yeah, so now we've got to ask you, because this is just curious. This is a numerologist just asking out of curiosity. See, the 11 can go one or two ways. It actually can be very peaceful, very serene, not really wanting confrontation, but also an 11 sometimes can be pushed to the edge, can be very emotional, and there can be a lot of arguing and fighting and blowing off the handle, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
Now, on your street, is it a peaceful street, or every once in a while does a cop car show up? I mean, I'm just wondering.
On the end of our street, there's a lot of times cop cars show up.
Uh-huh. Okay.
On the end of the street.
Okay.
But on the opposite end, it's just the opposite. Yeah, everybody
very quiet and peaceful, but on one end of the street.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because 11 can go one or two ways, so I was just kind of curious.
Oh,
so that's just
amazing.
Me finding out for myself.
Yeah, that is just so cool, though.
Okay, well, all right. Well, apparently you're living in a, you know, you got some serious energy on that street, so whatever is going on in your house, you know, probably has to do with the actual street that you're on. So
yeah, explains a lot. Thank you.
Did you talk to your neighbors and find out anybody else?
Have I what?
Have you talked to your neighbors and found out if anybody else has anything going on?
No, they're rather quiet. They keep to themselves.
Sure.
You know, they say hi and stuff, but, they don't
Not
talk.
Not sort of people you can start that conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, Nancy, well, good luck. I definitely, like I say, with you, with your name, I would think that you're predisposed to probably seeing things.
Uh-huh.
So it's not your imagination. Enjoy.
Thank you, and God bless you, Allison.
You too, dear.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so that is very interesting. I just had to ask that question. All right, so as I said, time has flown, and it's time for me to go, which is just amazing because it seems like I started talking 2 seconds ago. Remind you all, starting on November 1st, the monthly forecasts are coming out, so sign up for that newsletter so that you can get them, and I'll be back next week on Visible by Numbers, same time. And in the meantime, thank you, everyone, for joining us, those of you that called in, Nancy and Catherine, thanks for your questions. And everyone that was listening, thank you so much. I'll be back again next week. And in the meantime, I love you. I love you. I do love you. I wish you peace and abundance. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.